Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the Nafl prayers and love of Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah for His immense blessings. He is the one who has obligated devotion upon us, so we can be rewarded from it through His generosity. He is the one who has mandated for us the nafil, or the supererogatory forms of worship, so that we may increase by them in our devotion and closeness to Allah. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad is the slave of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and His messenger. So, O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in a hadith Qudsi by saying, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ, that my servant does not draw nearer to me with anything more beloved to me than the religious duties that I have obligated upon him. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, and my servant continues to draw nearer to me with the nafil, the supererogatory deeds, until I love him. And then the hadith goes on to say that if I love him, كُنْتُ سَمْعُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصْرُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. The hadith says, when I love him, I'm his hearing with which he hears, and his sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he strikes, and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I will surely give it to him. And were he to seek refuge with me, I would surely grant him refuge. Brothers and sisters, this hadith points to the importance of the nawafil, the extra or supererogatory deeds, and that they are the means to attain unto this special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a love that discloses His closeness to us closer than our own jugular veins, our own sense of being and doing. And so this is the great secret and the great blessing of someone who engages in the nafil, in the extra prayers, or extra religious actions. And when we think about the prayers, we will find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified the role of the nawafil, or the extra prayers, by saying, "Ma min abdin muslimin yusalli lillahi kulla yawmin thinta ashara raka'atan tatawwa'an ghayra faridatin illa banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah." That there is no Muslim who prays to Allah 12 voluntary rak'at, or these extra rak'at that are done over and above the obligatory ones, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for them a house in paradise. In other words, brothers and sisters, that this act of doing these extra voluntary prayers becomes a means of facilitating for them a life of eternal bliss. And this is why we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was of those who would take care to adhere to these voluntary prayers. And from the earliest of these in the day, and amongst the greatest of them in reward, are the 2 rak'at performed before the prayer of Fajr, the sunnah before Fajr. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about these 2 rak'at, he said, "Rak'at al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha," that the 2 rak'ats just before Fajr are better than this world and everything that can be contained within it. The Prophet ﷺ also used to hasten to perform prayers after this, especially prayers, the prayer known as the duha or the mid-morning prayer. And this is a type of nafil prayer after Fajr, after the sun has risen and after that period of time that goes all the way, stretches up a certain period of time. And that's why it's called the mid-morning, the duha prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yuhafidh ala salati duha illa awwab," that no one perseveres upon praying the prayer of duha except that they are from those who are awwab. Awwab is a term for those who are truly repentant, repenting again and again and again. It's a great spiritual rank. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alluding to here was that the very act of persistence with the duha prayer is an act of characterizing one with the attributes of this repentance and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And that's why the ulama often say that someone who safeguards or who's consistent with duha literally safeguards their day. That day becomes safe for them because they are entering into a state of tawbah at its very beginning. Also from the nafil prayers are the 4 rak'at performed before dhuhr and the 2 rak'at to be performed afterwards. For it's narrated by Ali karamallahu wajhu or radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُصَلِّي قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ أَرْبَعًا وَبَعْدَهَا رَكَعَتَيْنِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray 4 rak'ats before dhuhr and 2 rak'ats after dhuhr. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was consistent and he would be consistently praying the 2 rak'ats after maghrib, as is narrated by Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, anna rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yusalli rak'atayn ba'd al-maghrib, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray the 2 rak'at after maghrib. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, also informs us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by his performance of nafil prayers, was in fact teaching us which are the important nafil prayers. And that's why Ibn Umar himself used to be avid in learning about these nafil prayers, and then he would seek to perform them as special forms of worship. And so Ibn Umar mentions that he prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a number of nafil prayers. And from them, he highlights the 2 rak'ats after the prayer of Isha as being especially rewardable. And so when we look at all of these prayers, we'll find that they are, these voluntary prayers are also spread throughout the day. And just as we said, the most important from them begins from those 2 rak'ats before Fajr, then the khitam, the seal of them, could be considered the salat of witr, the prayer of witr, which the Prophet ﷺ recommended and urged his companions to perform by saying, أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا, offer your witr prayer before it is the morning. In other words, the idea is that this could be something or should be something we can engage with at the time of tahajjud, if possible. Getting up in the night and doing our dawn prayers just before Fajr and ending them with witr. But of course, the ulama say if one is unable to do that and is unable to know that they can get up for tahajjud, then they should make their last prayer, if possible, from the nawafil, the prayer of witr, before they go to sleep. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mandated for us the obligations, the obligatory prayers, but as a supplement to them, he has encouraged us with the nawafil. And that's why from the first things we'll be asked about will be our prayers. And those who will be deficient with regards to their obligations, then what will be taken to account will be the nawafil. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ, that the first thing about which a slave will be asked, called to account for on the Day of Judgment, is their prayers. فَإِن كَانَ أَتَمَّهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ تَامَّةً, and if they are complete or done in a way of wholesomeness and completeness, then they will be recorded in such a manner. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, most of us have some level of deficiency in them. We have sometimes when we're praying when we are heedless, and sometimes most of us, this is type of a part of our humanity. But that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so noble, as this hadith continues, وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ أَتَمَّهَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, and if the person finds that there's some defect in their prayer, then Allah will say, i.e. to the angels, even though he knows better about the affair. انظروا هل تجدون لعبدي من تطوع فتكملون بها فريضته. See if you can find for my slave the optional prayers that they did, so that their compulsory prayers may be compensated thereby. And so, brothers and sisters, this is why many of the ulama have highlighted the importance of the nawafil, of these extra prayers, or these sunan, these prayers of the Prophet ﷺ that are beyond the fara'id. Why? Because they are ultimately the means of compensating for what is the obligation. And that which compensates for obligation also has a tremendous rank. And so, we literally see, brothers and sisters, that commitment to nafil prayers helps preserve our commitment to our obligatory prayers and becomes ultimately a means by which we enter into paradise, into a life of endless bliss. Endless bliss. These are two words that are easy to say, but of tremendous, tremendous magnitude. And we should reflect on this, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. That those who carefully maintain their prayers, they will be in gardens honored. So the believer is someone who safeguards their prayers, makes sure they pray them in their allotted times, and is avid in performing the nawafil, the extra prayers, in a way that completes and perfects their obligatory prayers, thereby drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being raised in their degrees of proximity, and ultimately coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's the great promise that he's promised his believers of a life in perpetual bliss in paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innaka la tasjudu lillahi sajdatan illa rafa'aka Allahu biha darajatan wa hatta 'anka biha khatiyatan. That you will not prostrate to Allah except that he raises you in your rank by one degree and erases from you one sin. So brothers and sisters, I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.